Got a partly cloudy one today. Tops around 21 degrees. Next couple of days, sunny. 25, 26 by Sunday, 28 degrees. Beautiful weather around the Coffs Coast. Hey, let's have a chat now to Gurmesh Singh, our state member for Coffs Harbour. He's on the line. Gurmesh, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy. Yeah, great weather forecast for the weekend, and hopefully we'll be celebrating it out of lockdown. We expect that decision to be made today or tomorrow, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. And then Monday goes back to 22 degrees. Gurmesh,
back to work for everyone.
Exactly. A couple of things I want to talk to you about. Regional sports grants we'll talk about soon, but we had over the weekend the vaccination hub opposite the Clog Barn there at the Red and White Medical thingo. Tell us about how it went.
Yeah, look, mate, with our vaccinations here on the Coast Coast, the vast majority are being done by our GPs, our doctors, with some being done by pharmacists, and then obviously the hospital hub over at the hospital. And this hub that we set up last week was essentially the hospital crew coming over to the Red and White Medical Centre. You know, it was a great success. You know, we had on Sunday a really good line of, a steady line of people going through. On Saturday, sorry, and then on Sunday, it started off quite busy in the morning and then started to trail off a bit when the weather turned a bit in the afternoon. But, yeah, certainly a lot of people came out and got vaccinated, which was really encouraging to see. So we'll be running that again this weekend. I think they're going to start a little bit earlier at 9 o'clock, 9 till 3, both days again, and you don't need to make an appointment. You can just rock up and get your jab. And, look, mate, I understand there's some people out there who want to talk to a doctor first. There is a doctor on site from the hospital who you can ask questions to and have a chat to if you're a little bit unsure about anything with the vaccine. So that facility is also there.
Now, it's AstraZeneca, obviously, for the clinic there, Gurmesh. And one of the things that, because we've got to be open and honest about this, our vaccination rates here on the Coffs Coast aren't great. And I was having a look even yesterday at some of the tracking, and the Northern Beaches area of the coast seems to be a little bit down as well. So, I mean, we've got to sort of have people break out of that hole, I've got to just have Pfizer and then there's nothing else. You know, AstraZeneca is a good option.
Oh, absolutely. Look, most of my family's had AstraZeneca. My wife's lined up for it later this week. So, you know, it is the vaccine of choice for most people. Look, but, you know, I understand there are some people with medical conditions or they've been recommended by their doctor that they have to wait. And I understand that there is a lot more supply of Pfizer on the way in the coming weeks. But, you know, we're starting to see more and more people actually making the choice to AstraZeneca because just because of the way it was developed. It was developed by Oxford University. It's a perfectly safe and effective vaccine for most people, for the vast majority of people. But look, I understand that obviously there are some people out there who cannot have it for medical reasons. Whether you're pregnant or breastfeeding, it's been recommended that you have Pfizer. And then there are other people with complex medical histories or their doctors have recommended that they take Pfizer, and that's where they'll need to go to a GP and make those appointments through the eligibility checker.
But surely it must be frustrating when you've got people that purely just want Pfizer for the sake of the name brand, you know, when there's plenty of supply of AstraZeneca, and we've, at the end of the day, we've got to get these numbers up.
Well, look, we have to get these numbers up. We are starting to lag behind the state average now, where we tracked okay along with the state average up until a few weeks ago, and then we slowly started to fall behind. And look, there's very complex reasons for that. One being that, you know, as these outbreaks have happened in other parts of the state, well, their vaccination rates have naturally ramped up as people are trying to protect themselves. But yeah, you know, here on the coast, I think we'll do a really good job catching up. And myself and Pat Conaghan and Kevin Hogan have been working with Primary Health Network. That's a company that looks after all the doctors on the North Coast to try and get our vaccination rates up. And I understand that there are about 70 more doctors coming on to the vaccination program in the coming weeks. And soon we'll have up to 110 clinics on the mid-North Coast administering vaccines. And that'll be vaccines of all types. Then we'll also start to see, by the end of this month, the Moderna vaccine being rolled out through pharmacies. So that's also a vaccine that's suitable for younger people as well. And, you know, we expect to see a lot of people take that up through the pharmacy network who are doing a great job with walk-in clinics and with bookings online as well.
What do we do for the, you know, those Northern Beaches areas and those postcodes where they are even lower than some of Coffs? How do we encourage them to get those numbers up?
Look, sometimes there's a perfectly good reason why a particular area is lagging behind. For instance, they might not have a local GP or pharmacy that's signed up yet, but once we see them signed up, we see that take up. We're also talking...
But we do. Woolgoolga does. You've mentioned yourself the pharmacy in Woolgoolga.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacy in Woolgoolga. I mean, their numbers have caught up to the rest of Coffs Harbour's average now. Woolgoolga also has three or four medical clinics that will be signed up delivering AstraZeneca as well. AstraZeneca and Pfizer very shortly. We'll have Moderna at their pharmacy. Some of the outlying areas, I know, like, for instance, Yulong and Loanna will be a bit of a challenge because there's no GP up there regularly and there's no pharmacy up there. Throughout the Arara Valley as well, I know they have to make the trip into Coffs as well. But look, some of our other outlying areas, Coots Crossing, which comes into our statistical area when they measure our vaccine rate. You know, Coots Crossing is a bit of away from Grafton. All of those smaller communities, we need to get them vaccinated as well because they count as our average.
Yeah, well, I mean, the key is just for people to get vaccinated, mate. The regional sports grants, tell us about these.
Yeah, so this is it's a round two of a program for grants between $100,000 and $1 million for regional sports facilities. And this could be things like change rooms, amenities blocks, lights. You know, lights are a really big thing in regional areas because, you know, people work during the day, they want to be able to play or train at night, and to have good quality lights obviously means people can use more of our sporting fields at night, and I think that's really important. We've seen new lights being installed at Jeff King Oval in Coffs Harbour and in Woolgoolga as well, and it's made a huge difference to the playability of those fields at night. You know, you can use I know, for instance, in Woolgoolga, previously there was only two fields that were lit up. Now for six-a-side and for touch football, they can light up 8 or 10 fields, which is great.
I mean, it makes such a big difference, even just with organising fixtures and getting the games out as well.
Oh, particularly when you're playing catch-up rounds. You know, if we've had a bit of wet weather, which we can have here, you're playing catch-up rounds, you've got more options. But look, we're starting to see more and more sports become popular in this area. Like, you know, growing up here, winter sports were only basically soccer and league, and now we're starting to see, you know, rugby union's got a huge following here. Mm. More and more people playing different types of soccer, whether it's, you know, the big 11-a-side or 6-a-side. You know, touch football's taking off, Oztag's taking off. So more and more people are playing different types of sports, and obviously we don't have... you know, the growth of sporting fields isn't growing as fast as the growth in sport.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, have a good week. We'll chat next week. And look, we just need to keep pushing that vaccination message for people as well. So just quickly again, the clinic is going to be open again this Saturday and Sunday. But what time is it?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you can't get to the clinic, then I'd encourage you to make an appointment through the eligibility checker.
Yep.
And that will list all of the GP clinics that have appointments available. They get updated quite regularly, so if you miss out on an appointment or you can't find an appointment, you just need to keep trying that site. I understand they're working on making that site a whole lot more user-friendly and loading appointments further in advance. So we'll have hopefully more eligibility and more availability on that shortly.
Good on you, Gomesh.
Thanks, Moffy.
Gomesh Singh, the member for Coffs Harbour, with us this morning. And some good news there. So 9 till 3 Saturday and again on Sunday at the Red and White Medical Centre at the opposite of the Clog Barn where it was last weekend. Again, this weekend. Triple M.